It's Wendy Snyder here along with Steve Bertrand, and Bill Leff is on vacay this weekend, taking the week off. He'll be back next week. We're tag team because then I'm off. And Steve, you did a fantastic Wintrust business lunch
today.
Was
it your favorite one ever?
Yes, I heard some of it.
Thank you.
It was really good.
I don't want to ask any more details.
And we had a guest who was scheduled coming from a TV appearance, and it was weird because we've never had this happen before. Colin Donnell is in the studio with us from Chicago Med, and you just had to sit in the green room during the Wintrust business lunch. Wasn't Steve great?
It was awesome.
You know, I just want to say you're welcome. Really, it was my pleasure.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
But you came right over, and then we had a little lunch break here. So you guys, I saw you eating a little Jimmy John's action in the green room.
We did. My wife and Danielle from our publicity team over at Chicago. Yeah, we ordered from right across the street.
And they were freaky fast, weren't they?
So fast.
You said it took you longer to figure out what you wanted than it getting delivered
here.
It
did. I think ordering online took longer than it did to deliver.
They're so freaky fast.
They don't lie.
No. What'd you get at Jimmy John's?
I don't know, because I scarfed it down while I was doing a little Twitter Q&A. It had hot peppers and sprouts.
Was
so
it hard to focus on the business lunch while you were eating?
You forced me to pay attention.
All right, so the show debuts tonight.
Yeah.
Right? And so, you know, if you're in theater, you look for the reviews the next day. But
and you were in theater.
Hopefully still in theater if they haven't kicked me out.
But in this case, right, the reviews are pre-out in many ways.
Yeah, they've
TV,
been. So. I've heard they've been trickling out.
So do you get nervous on opening night for a TV series?
I mean, it's interesting because it's we've been at it now for about 3 months or so, and it's a little hard to remember sometimes what you were doing 3 months ago, depending on how busy we've been.
Right.
So, and we've been really busy, you know, cranking out this stuff. So we're a little far removed from what we first shot, but it's great to see everybody so excited, and it's fun to see the reviews start popping out, and it seems like people like it. So,
tonight, NBC, 8 p.m., where are you watching it?
I'm going to be watching it at home with a couple of friends and my wife. It's going to be who's sitting right behind me right
yes,
now.
Yes, you're a newlywed. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. About 5 months now. 5.5 months now? Yes.
Honey, will you marry me? I'm moving to Chicago.
Exactly.
Yes, but you told John Hamm that you loved him. Why? I bet you wanted to marry him. Explain that story. You get called John Hamm's little brother.
It's happened.
Yes, I could see where it would.
A little similarity. We're both from St. Louis, actually.
Yeah, Midwest roots.
We're both Midwestern guys. He went to high school at my father's alma mater, which being, you know, asking where you went to high school is a big St. Louis thing. So, of course, that was my first question. I already knew the answer. We had managed to not cross paths. In all the years that we've been in New York at the same time, we'd never crossed paths in all the time that Mad Men has been on. So I was so excited to meet him. And I think I just kind of silently geeked out at the table while we were sitting with friends. And
you know the Chris Farley show back in the day when he interviewed Paul McCartney? He's like, I remember when you were at the Beatles. That was excellent. Was it something like that?
Probably. It's probably not as awkward, or maybe it's more awkward than I remember it being.
And how did you hook up? It was after a performance, or you had some friends?
We have two very, very close friends, Andrew Rannells and Mike Doyle, who we went out to dinner with, and we were on our way to meet them. Patty and I were on our way to meet them, and they said, hey, we've invited John to come along and have dinner with us, if that's all right. And I was like, wait, what? John Hamm? Yeah, no, that's fine. That's totally fine. That's totally fine.
And so, you did say you loved him, didn't you?
It may have slipped out.
Well, who doesn't, Colin, really? I mean, who doesn't?
He's got it all going on.
He does.
And all right, so now you've been on the stage with Joel Grey. How was that?
He's amazing. I mean, the man is a legend. He is a legend of the theater. He's a legend of film. He's incredible. It was my first lead in a Broadway show. You know, what better opportunity, like what better experience
he's the guy.
Between Joel Grey and Sutton Foster? I mean, it was incredible. And Joel and I had the bulk of the show together, and it was great.
So the stage turned into some TV work. Mm-hmm. You were on a couple of shows.
I've been on a couple of shows. I've had my first opportunity was doing a guest spot on a show called Pan Am for ABC. That was supposed to be a one-off little guest star, and they liked me enough to write me into a couple more. And then I went off and did a show for the CW called Arrow that some people seem to like.
A lot of people seem to like that. And now you've also worked with Diane Lane, Elizabeth Banks, Every Secret Thing.
Yeah, it was a
independent. He's been everywhere.
I've worked with some very, very good people. Whether they remember working with me is a different story. But
sure, John Hamm's little brother.
Well, so here you are then working with Dick Wolf, who obviously is a monster in TV, mm-hmm. and Oliver Platt, who I've always...
He's a great actor.
Yeah, he's always... In my house, I force my family to watch Pieces of April every Thanksgiving, right? And no one likes it but me. But, you know, he's one of those guys who's done it in just about every venue and now in TV. When you're working with someone like that, do you pick up things from him or does he pick up things from you?
I don't think he has anything to learn from me, but I certainly have a lot to learn from him. He's, you know, it's the biggest joy and like the coolest thing about working in all these different venues, and you know, and also working with on short-lived things that don't necessarily go very far. Like you get the opportunity to work with a lot of people, like Diane Lane, Elizabeth Banks, and you know Christina Ricci, and all these people that I've gotten to like, play opposite of. You pick things up along the way. You try to pay attention and not, you know, you steal. You steal as much as possible.
I'm interested in the idea though. So when you're acting, when you're on Broadway, you know you're in New York. It's and you're surrounded by the acting culture there. I'm assuming that much of the TV you've done before was shot in L.A. You know, surrounded by sort of an acting culture there. Mm-hmm. And then you bring those actors and those producers and all and drop them in Chicago. And I just wonder if there's a different mix in the soup when people are sort of, when the fish are taken out of those waters.
You know, it's, I did a series up in Vancouver, Arrow shot in Vancouver. I actually haven't shot anything in LA. It's either been New York, Vancouver, and now here. You know, there's something really, really cool. Excuse me.
Jimmy John's coming back up.
Jimmy John's. I think I just tasted Sprout.
You want more? We can get them back.
They'll be here,
they'll be here before the end of the interview, that's for sure.
As a matter of fact.
This is when he's going to say all the people of Chicago are great and we're, you know, real people. Just giving you some time to recoup there.
No, there's something really special about being able to shoot and do things outside of those centers that are right. New York and LA, because we get to do it in this great bubble, away from the studios and away from all the pressures of those two coasts. And not to say that there isn't its own form of pressure here, but it's, you know, we... Everybody had told me what a family Chicago Fire had come to be over the last few years. And I was like, yeah, sure, that's cool. I know how it goes. They're your family, sure, right?
Right, I've heard
no,
of that.
But they are. Right. And it's because of being here. It's because everybody, you know, unfortunately has to be away from their families a little bit, and you have each other to hang out with. And it's amazing. And walking into that sort of situation and knowing that was how it was expected to be. And my wife, Patty, has gotten an opportunity to spend quite a bit of time here. And it's the welcoming sensation of not only the people that we're working with, but the city of Chicago itself.
Patty's an actress too, right?
She is. She's an amazing, amazing actress.
Oh, this is Patty's interview.
No, look. Well, so what does she do while you're here? I mean, do you pick up some acting work too, or do you, you know, just...
Come on, hop on a mic. Go ahead.
Get over here.
Because really, it is a little different where you're moving somewhere and living for a long period of time.
It is. There's, you know, she has spent quite a bit of time here, but she's also been hopping back and forth to New York to do, I'll let her talk about it, but you know, she's had some great workshops that she's, we do a lot of workshops and readings as theater actors. And so, you know, I mean, you can say what they are.
Hi. Oh, they're so cute.
Wife.
They're newlyweds. Yeah. That changes a little bit, but that's cute.
Chicago has been a great city because, I mean, A, it's so close to New York. I mean, I've been to New York and back in a day and not even been tired. but it also has such a great theater scene, and also all the shows that shoot here are fantastic. So I've been sort of in and out. I go home for a week or so, come back, you know, our dogs are, we have two dogs.
I was going to ask.
Here.
No kids yet, but the dogs.
No, the puppies. Yeah.
The puppies.
Yeah, so it's nice. It's nice to be in New York for work, but when I'm, you know, it's nice to be here because this is where he is and this is where my dogs are. So, you know, it's
you
kind
get
of
the
silly
dogs.
To be in New York without my family.
I think it actually
family.
Was supposed to go in reverse. This is where the dogs are and this is where this, I right. am as well.
Right. Who are you? What's your name?
So Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, now Chicago Med.
Tonight.
It debuts tonight, 8 o'clock, NBC.
Mm-hmm.
And I have heard rumblings that Chicago Justice may be in the works as well. This is going really, really well.
There is a reason why Chicago Fire and Chicago PD are so successful, and it starts at the top, certainly. Dick Wolf knows what he is doing. I mean, he's been doing it successfully for 25-plus years in TV now. And, you know, having Ipatha and Oliver is just such an amazing get for us.
Hey, Paith is back too, right? Because she was
back
Law and Order
for
a long time.
18 years,
wow.
I think it was. I mean, and... You know, if somebody comes back to working for a producer like that after having spent so much time with them, they must be awesome to work with. You wouldn't want to put yourself through something like that, through another possible stretch of years, if it wasn't a great experience. So,
it's Colin Donnell. We are talking to him and his lovely wife, and we're going to take a quick break and come back. I am a hypochondriac, so I will be watching Chicago Med. I will have some prognosis and diagnoses. We'll talk more about that. 312-981-7200 is the number to call. It is Wendy Snyder. It's Steve Bertrand at 720 WGN. All right, it's Bill Leff is off this week. It's Wendy Snyder, Steve Bertrand sitting in with me this week, and we are talking with Colin Donnell. And tonight is the premiere of Chicago Med, NBC's third drama in the Chicago series, at 8 o'clock. And really, I am a hypochondriac, and I used to love watching the Med shows because I would try and figure out what's going on. Have you had any thoughts about being a doctor, or were you ever a hypochondriac? Are you into the medical stuff in real life?
You know, in real life, I've been surprised at how interested I've been in the real life medicine. Now, caveat to that, I am not a doctor, nor will I ever be a doctor, and I hope when people come up to me on the street after watching the show, they don't expect me to know how to be a doctor.
Oh, that would be bad.
they had you guys in operating rooms, right?
They did. We actually got to observe a surgery. I've seen
was it a good
a
one?
Surgery. It was a gunshot to he was all right. He was being repaired after being quickly repaired in the ER. But it was amazing. He was opened up. And
did you faint?
No, I literally could not get close enough to it. I was so interested and fascinated by these amazing people who were working inside of this man to save him, that I wanted to just see everything that was going on. It's amazing what happens inside the body. There's a lot of parts in there.
It is pretty wild. But then being the hypochondriac that I am, when I know about those certain parts of the body, they ache or something hurts or I'm going to have a heart attack or something like that. The more you know, the more worried, I guess, you become.
Well, WebMD is your friend then, isn't it?
it's your life companion.
You have to be careful what you read on the internet. I will say my sister is a bit of a hypochondriac as well, and she bought me my own Mayo Clinic book of symptoms before the internet was big. So I had girlfriends calling me going, okay, I got a bit of a rash, and I got this going on. What do you think it is, Dr. Snyder?
I had one of those
flip,
growing
flip,
up.
Flip, flip, flip,
see?
Flip,
my mom
flip.
Gave me one for my birthday.
See, we always, right, really?
Yeah.
We had the like natural health healing books. So it was like, what herbs can I rub on that to make it feel better? It just tells you a little something about my childhood. It was all natural.
You know, there is something interesting in the fact that you saw a surgery of a gunshot victim You know, and here we are in Chicago where, you know, we're trying hard to dispel this national sort of reputation for gun violence. The Spike Lee movie is coming out. Mm-hmm. And then here you are on the other side of it with these, you know, as part of these Dick Wolf dramas. You know, it was sort of coincidence, I think, that they started at the time when the violence ticked up as well. But it must be sort of weird to be living it fictionally in the city where we're living it in real life, too.
I mean, you know, the sad truth of it is it's not purely a Chicago problem. I think certainly throughout the series it will be addressed, but it's addressed as a national issue as well, national, international, you know, considering the events that have happened in the past few days. It's sure. There is an uptick to accessibility to guns, and what the who knows what the solution is. And obviously, you know, we're figuring all that out, and it's a discussion that's especially going to be important going forward into this next election and everything. You know, not to dive down the hole of politics right now, but it's I think it's important that if in any way these shows can. You know, our job is not to maybe pass judgment or comment so fully on them, but if we can draw attention to that issue and lead, and hopefully a discussion arises out of that, you know, I think we've done a good thing.
And to show the other side of it as well, with the doctors are doing what they can to save these victims.
Yes, and to know, and having known these people who are working in Cook County General Hospital and you know, and all these hospitals around Chicago, and having discussed these things with St. Louis doctors, New York doctors, L.A. doctors, I think... There are the good ones, and Mr. Rogers always look for the helpers, right? I mean, these people are the helpers. They are doing what they can to fix things on their end.
And I'm sure they take these feelings home with them when they lose someone. I mean, I know you get used to it, but do you really,
no,
being a doctor?
It's a sad truth that death is a part of every doctor's day-to-day life. Whether it's a traumatic death or somebody just passing in their hospital rooms, it's just a part of it. And I think that it takes an amazing spirit, an amazing person to be able to deal with that on a day-to-day basis and carry on in their lives. It's a privilege to be able to play these people.
I'm in tonight, NBC, 8 p.m., Chicago Med, and his name is Colin Donnell. Such a pleasure to meet you and your lovely wife, Patty Murin.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having
us. Does he ever play doctor with you?
It's time for news, Patty.
I don't know if my mom would want me to
commercial,
answer that
commercial,
you don't
commercial.
Have to answer it. All right. It's such a pleasure to meet you, Colin and Patty, and continued success. And we hope to see you in here again. And I sure hope that Chicago Med sails to the top.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. It is Steve Bertrand. It is Wendy Snyder. We are 720 WGN.